Wouldn't you like to know? Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. And listen, I know you've been waiting patiently for this moment, but hey, we're here. This is the new reality. The new fifth dimension. That's it. You know, welcome to the new world, because in the new world, we're all going to get along and have a good time. Whether you like it or not, yeah, we're going to get along. We're going to have a good time. And, hey, there's a lot been happening this week. Yeah. Big thing, you know what? Like, if you just listen to mainstream news from the TV, you're not going to find out close to anything. But behind the scenes, on Twitter, that's one of my favorite sources. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, yeah. Tom Edison, the president. Hey, this is your host. This is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio. Radio Free America. Don't you forget it. Hey, this is Connected Dots. I am your host, Tom, and his son. And just so happens I'm on Twitter, and guess what? Somebody revealed that Trump has been meeting with the Pleiadians. You know who the Pleiadians are? They're not Earthlings. They are from the star system of the Pleiades. And they have been interacting with humanity for decades, ages, etc. And there's this one dude. Well, it's a whole family. It's called family of can't get this. The star system in the Pleiades. And there's, I don't know, four or five, maybe six entities that are channeled through somebody here on planet Earth. And they're out there daily channeling information to be posted on Twitter about how they're viewing humanity and how they're here to help us and how they've helped us in the past and who they really are. The Pleiadians. From the Pleiades. Look it up. If you don't know about it already, the seven sisters, but actually there's many more than that. That's just part of the folklore, the Seven Sisters, referring to seven major stars in the Pleiadian system, but there are more than seven. Just look at a picture of the Pleiades. Certainly more than seven big stars there, I'll tell you that. But regardless of that, it's the Pleiadians who have been talking with humanity for quite a long time. And this being from the Pleiades called Neo, I believe his name was. But there's four or five others that post on this site. And they're talking about what they know, what we don't know, and what we'll find out. And they're talking about they have been meeting with Presidente Trump. Yeah. Minimum at Key Largo. See how the elite rich people have all the advantages? I'm a poor person. I don't have a piece of property right now. So how are they going to come and meet me? And how are they going to come and meet all you other people that don't have a piece of property? They're not. And so the elites are getting control of the situation from the beginning here. And I have even emailed these people who claim they're representing the Galactic Confederation or Galactic Federation and told them, listen, you know, when you land on our planet finally, you're going to go looking to meet the leaders of the countries. And they're all corrupt. They're criminals. They're evil sons of bitches. They aren't the real representation of humanity. They are the dark side. So you need to be making more attempts to meet these mean, regular people like myself and a million, billion others instead of these leaders of countries. But pick on these plebeians, according to the info I picked up on, they had met with the president-elect Trump numerous times before. And they apparently like what he's been doing. But they have no idea how great humanity is if you're looking up to Trump. This guy doesn't know crap compared to what the regular people know at street level. And those are the people you should be meeting with, not these so-called elected leaders. Because they're all bonies, basically. You show me one that isn't. No, Trump's a bony, too. And so is Kamala, and so is Biden, and so is Bush family, and so is the Clinton family. Yeah, they're all fucking crooks and scumbags and involved with all kinds of despicable things. And, of course, out of that group, yeah, Trump's way better than them. But he's still not way better than regular people living below the poverty line. And that's the fact. Prove me wrong, okay? Hey, this is a call and radio show, number 888-627-6008. You think you could prove me wrong on what I'm saying? Because when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. And I can back up what I'm saying. You want to challenge me, whatever. Doesn't matter. Do it. Get it. But you sure would be speaking the truth. Because the truth shall make us free. Not the partial truth. Not the new world order truth. But the truth. That's right. Guess what? I'm going to have a drink of water. Watch this. Oh, delicious water. Water is the universal solvent. Just in case you didn't know, water is the universal solvent. And it's when it's good, it tastes good. Quality of water is very important. And if you're drinking tap water, you're out of your friggin' mind. Because tap water is polluted with all kinds of chemicals. And the only water to drink today is really spring water or purified water. Well, what wouldn't you like to know? Well, I'm telling you, whether you like to know or not, that's where it's at. And like I said, it's called radio show 888-627-6008. If you have something important to say, call in. But meanwhile, that's the main thing I picked up for the last week. People talking about or a Pleiadian representative channeling his information to an earthling. To post on Twitter that they have met, the Pleiadian says they have met with Trump. They have visited Key Largo where they can land their cult spaceships on the edge of the lawn and nobody will know. Well, isn't that convenient? And that's part of the big picture. So, what I have to say is, okay, this personality, Pleiadian personality, called Neo, is doing a promo for Trump, saying he's good and all that. But, you know, I'm still a skeptic to a point, because if he's been talking to Pleiadians, and he knows about the upcoming landing of extraterrestrials on planet Earth. And he's thinking that all to himself for whatever reason. I don't think that's cool. I'm talking to you, the human race, telling you, yeah, they're all players in this game, this galactic game. We got the Galactic Confederation, the Galactic Federation, big time players from the Sirius system, Andromeda system, and all these systems, they're not perfect yet. They have their good sources. Luckily, the good sources are here to help us. But they have their dead elements, too. Anunnaki, yeah, they're dead. The false gods themselves. And people need to be talking about this. When once you find out about the false gods, their agenda, and their behavior, it's quite easy to see that happening. Scriptures in the Jewish books, the Old Testaments of the Bible, are in relation to the false gods, the ones that are teaching you the wrong things to do, solely for the purpose that they can control you. Yeah, they want to control you. And it's been so easy for them because humans have been kept so dumb as to what their abilities are and what their true connection to source is. Source meaning God, yeah. It's, you know, it's really funny that I've been listening to all these extraterrestrials through the representatives talk. Things on Twitter is that they don't know God personally. They call it source because they can't think of any way else to identify with it. But that's where those of us who know much more information, we know that the original source of all there is the Heavenly Father. And when he wanted to go beyond himself individually, he created the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, yeah, otherwise known as the Trinity. Now, this has been known for decades, for thousands of years, even beyond that. The problem is that people don't really understand how this all plays into reality. How one becomes the Trinity. You know, one of the best definitions of God is in the regular dictionary, the threefold personality of omnipotent power. I mean, that pretty well sums it up, because God, once he decided to go beyond the singularity, became a Trinity. And that's what the reality of today is. God is a Trinity. If you can't understand it, whatever, you know, but try to understand it, because that's the reality. And from the Trinity, you have only so many possibilities of creating. You know, there's the one of the Trinity can create by themselves. Then there's numerous possibilities of two Trinities, two of the Trinity created by themselves. And of course, the ultimate, all three of the Trinity create at the same time. So something special. You know, if you can't understand it, try to understand it. And here's what we should be thinking about, that when we're hearing that the Pleiadians are trying to work with us and help us along here, we need to understand that. It was over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, that the Pleiadians actually were talking to Putin and telling him, don't start the war. But at the same time, I'll have to defend Putin, because the Pleiadians are quite ignorant of how evil humans can be. And I understand that he understood that facilities that manufacture poisonous germs to be released in the air close to your water is not a happy situation. And so the Russians had every right to invade Ukraine to at least destroy these biological weapons facilities. You know? You can't wait till they drop the biological substance on you. You have to take them out before they have the opportunity to. If you can't understand that, man, you are so stupid. But this is what we have to deal with on planet Earth until the new age finally takes over and we don't have to worry about this nonsense anymore. Yeah, but the New World Order and all their evil people and all their evil clones and all their evil overseers, the negative ET races, they want to subject us to all possible harm that they can take of, including, just stabbing us in the back, basically. They have no problem with that. You know why? Because they don't like us. They would rather get rid of most of us, because that's the way the situation is run on planet Earth. We have to do something about that, you know. It's time people to unite. Forget about government. Government is going to save you. They're part of the problem. You know, they're in bed with all the criminals. Yes, they are. Come on. That stupid monster, Yatu from Israel, proved it to you a number of months ago when he came and had the privilege of talking to the whole Congress, something even U.S. citizens. We don't have that privilege. But he had the privilege, and they gave him the standing ovation and applause for 52 times for different things, for nothing, basically. He came here, ran a lap of approval, and went back to Israel. And what he did prove was that Jewish people, his Jewish organization, Zionists, control the United States government. He proved that, you know. And they had no shame about it. They thought that was okay. But we need to talk about this and keep talking about it and make a point. How could the damn, the crooked U.S. Congress, full of crooks, that's how they did, allow some genocidal maniac from Israel, whom we are giving an infinite amount of freebies to, how could they allow them to come here and parade before our Congress and applaud him at the same time, no matter what stupid thing he said, when in reality, being subservient to a Jewish Zionist was an evil person just by that group, you know? We don't want to give our money to people like that. We don't want to give our money to dictators that want to kill innocent people without remorse. And that's exactly what he's been doing. You know? And his mindset is stuck with the doctrines of the false gods. And I for not to. Well, guess what? That was back then. But we're a more evolved society right now. And we shouldn't have to be adhering to such stupid rules of anarchy and suppression and anger and revenge and all those negative things. We need to be forgiving and forgetting transgressions. And if you have a problem with that, man, you're the one with the problem. But let me just say for the record, you know, we all do what we can and we all need to keep on doing what we can, because the reality of the situation is that we, the people, have to gain control of our government, because if we don't, they are going to misuse their power to destroy us in any way they can. That's the reality of the situation. We're almost at a point, well, forget about elections, because the only people running are crooks. Billionaires, millionaires, not regular people. And how can we possibly trust billionaires and millionaires to know what the poor general public needs? Huh? Why would we even look up these people who know nothing about, they know nothing about how our ghetto poverty world existence is? They don't know anything about that. Why is everybody so high on Trump? Come on. He doesn't know anything about how the poor, poverty-stricken people, homeless people have to live. He doesn't even give a crap. We know that. That's obvious. But, you know, why should people be interested in putting their trust into him to run the government? Because he's not going to authorize the government to do anything for the regular people, because he doesn't even know the regular people exist. You know? I mean, let's talk a real conversation here. Really. He doesn't know. And this show is not going to change his mind, because he ain't even listening to it. You know? He's playing dictator out there already on his ego trip. And we'll see what he does, you know. Probably, you know, he's the least worst of the worst. Okay, but what does that really say? Anyhow, this is how it is. This is the real situation we're in, you know. Government is trying to destroy us. They keep making laws to make our lives difficult. They keep increasing penalties. They want to use our money to create more cops to arrest more people. Got nothing to do with society getting along. Has to do with control. You realize all those poor people in jail, they're being controlled. And their energy is being sucked up, because every prison probably has thousands of demons around it. Energy-sucking demons. And they visit these poor prisoners when they're sleeping, and they suck their energy from them. Don't tell me it's not happening. So obvious. How come nobody has even thought to consider it before? And I don't care if it is or not, but I can see the possibility. And that's enough right there to take concern. So, what I really want to say here is, no, I've been saying what I really want to say. And that's the beauty of this show. It's called Connect the Dots. name Chet borrowed from my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And that's what I like to do, and that's what I found I've been good at, pretty much. Being able to connect the dots. Make sense of something. And you know, there is so many things we need to make some sense about. Unfortunately, government does not listen to the desires of the people. That's the problem with all protests. The politicians know they don't have to listen to your protest. In a way, we're wasting our time, but we could utilize that type of event to ask for more, demand more, with stipulations. If you don't respond to us, if you don't give us what we're asking for, there's going to be a price to pay, and any bloodshed is going to be on your head, you stupid, evil mother efforts in the U.S. Congress. We have to talk to them like that, and we have to make presentations like that until they realize that they need to be responsive to us poor people down on the ground level. Well, I don't know what to say. Are you with me? Or aren't you? You know? There's no sitting on the fence in this issue here. Do we, you know, do you? I do. Do you want to change things for the better? It requires action. Yeah. I'm not asking anyone to kill anybody. I'm not asking anyone to do anything severely like that. But as regular people, we have the right to intervene in a situation before our very eyes and perhaps catch the criminal so he doesn't get away. Or perhaps do every other thing that we can think of. There is safety in numbers, definitely. And just for the record, whoa, you know what? We get these feedback problems when we're using electronics. And the only reason I use electronics is because I'd like to have a little echo on my voice, just a little, but sometimes it's hard to keep the same level, but I do my best, and everybody sounds a little better with an echo on their voice. Oh, yes, they do. But if you call into my show, there's not going to be any echo on your voice, because this is a low-budget show. And we don't have, I don't have the facility to put the echo on your voice as being called in. But you can do that on your own. You can create your own echo voice before you call in. How about that? Would you like to know what's going down? Whistle. And tell me what's on your mind. Hey, what are we trying to do here? Are we going to, wait a second, are we going to sit back here and take this nonsense? And maybe we won't. But let me tell you, according to the clock on the wall, it's last call for alcohol. No, it's not. Really, but I don't know, it's about 9:40 Eastern time. Yeah, this show is coming to you from New York City. We're on the East Coast here. We're not on the California swing. We're on the East Coast. One of the largest beaches in the world is in the neighboring New Jersey, 117 miles long beachfront. Yeah. If you haven't been there, hell, you know, you haven't been anywhere. we had some long beaches, and then we had, of course, Long Island, which had its beaches all the long way. I don't have the mile thing on that. But would you like to know? I bet you would. And, hey, this is Radio Free America. This is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. Yeah. A step above 007. Well, how about that? Did you even realize that? Or did I have to kill him? Well, all I have to say is that it was a nice day today on the East Coast, despite, you know, a little breezy, but in consideration that the weather has been manipulated to be changed around the whole world, I'll be happy for what I get. Is that part of the plan? I don't know. Hey, what is the latest conspiracy? Well, whatever it is, let's always remember that conspiracies, in relation to conspiracies, there is. The real conspiracy is the fabricated story that was presented to subservient humans that were forced by chain of command to agree to. And therefore, the substances, the people, the consciousnesses that have experienced such phenomena are just beyond the realms of normal thinking. But we need to expand our thinking. Come on. We've seen it in science fiction movies. There are stargates. People and things can walk through them into one realm and come out in another. Why aren't they on every corner? All of us would want to do that. Those are important questions we have to ask. How come you don't know about this? How come we don't have it available for us every week? You know? And how come you're not taking care of your green on top of it around the big plane in the center? I mean, really, you know, how confident are you people? Well, I certainly would like to help you incompetent people because you need help. Definitely. And all I got to say is that, hey, if someone's offering you help and understanding and maybe a solution to your dilemma, you might want to look them up. Because not too many people can make that claim. Not too many people carry around some of the items needed to make this happen. But either way, it's probably call me rather than me call you. And by calling me, that way we can take it from there, whatever the conversation is, whatever it's going to happen. But be assured that nothing in the near future will happen against those of us who don't want to have in units to us. Our closely packed edge of the box that the stuff has been put in is losing its identifiable source. It's like almost becoming invisible. And sure, we've been assured by these river yellowings that nothing there is happening. But it makes you wonder, you know? Was the guy ready to die yet? Were they helping him along the pathway to the end of this physical reality? Or were they deceiving him because I guess it's basically these two. And there's bad shrines and then drama games, probably bad offerings too. But the large majority of the healing products are of a natural origin and should be promoted. Always before any physical presentation or pitch regarding the entities. Hey, listen, people, this is Paul, radio show, KBA 627-608. That's 888-627-6008. Better than a 007. And, if you don't understand what it means, well, you don't understand. So, you just climb on top of the rooftop and say, I don't understand. I am stupid. I don't understand. Do that. Maybe you'll feel better if you do. Who knows? Who knows? Well, all I gotta say is that, hey! It's another weekend. Another time to connect the dots. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Who said that? Connect the dots. I said it. I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. Yeah. A very informative book. Meantime, back at the OK Corral, what could be happening now? Or what could be happening in these stupid conferences that are going nowhere? It's people around the world. I don't know, there's Global 29 or something like that. You're not going to accomplish anything because you're not really logging in to talk down about truth. You know, you're all talking about what you think the other people need to hear to say. Now, we've all foolishly walked down that path before, and we don't want to walk down it again, really. But that is what is happening there. So we're moving up to reality here. Within 6 months, give or take a month, the ETs are going to land, but first there's going to be the event. Everybody listening to my voice, you have to go out there and talk to your friends about the event. And you all have to gain an understanding that this is going to happen whether you like it or not. It's like cutting stone, and a lot of the stone, big stone buildings might be taken down, but they are coming to town next month. And you lucked out today because they had so much fire power there, they could have obliterated you without even trying. That's right. They could have obliterated you without even trying. And, hey, it's a rough game, this war business. You know, when you're dealing with tough enemies, like the governments of many cultures, they have weapons and they're looking to just give you a reason to do the first strike on the people I don't like. Yeah, that's where it's at. And we all have to do our best to overcome the situation. We all need to be thinking about that fan port, the motor in the fan that we took out of the lampstand. We need to confirm that we're growing by it. And I think we will succeed at doing that. And I think it will be, along with all our professions and interpretations. You know, it's almost insane that these diehard evil dark side people want to continue what has been happening instead of just taking the best of the best and utilizing a life that has privacy, a life that has privacy, yes, a life that has privacy, they could be doing themselves a great favor and doing the rest of humanity the same. Because we're all tired of having to bend over backwards just to get by. It didn't used to be like that, but it is now. And who do we have to blame for that in America? U.S. Congress. And like I've said many times before, these elected representatives of the U.S. Congress are worthless creatures, really. They've done so much wrong. They promote so much violence. They lust on violence. They think might over right is the only way. And now one of them thinks differently from me. You know? I mean, I did walk around a little bit to see if I could see anybody, but not one. I didn't have one friend. Believe that. Hey, all I have to say is, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. Okay, I get the picture. It's a very special mixing bowl. And, you know, you obviously don't want it touched. But it's time for humanity to take command of the situation. You know, those of you that have little gadgets that represent you, where it comes out on HDMI. Contact me, we'll make a short movie quicker than you can say short movie. And we'll make it entertaining. It's all easier said than done, but it's all easier at the same time. You know? I'm at the point in my life, well, yeah, I've got to learn. I have learned all the friggin' tickets and stubs that I should have done, but didn't. And believe it or not, good things are happening behind the scenes. We're moving forward. Everybody should go to the portal. That's it. It's the portal dot blah, 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 blah. But go to the portal.com and you will find out the new revelations of what is happening behind the scenes to get us all evolved for the event, because the event is the most important thing that ever happened in the universe. It's never been done before, but on planet Earth, we're going to have the first opportunity to do it. And I kind of believe it's going to work, you know? And so my best regards to all the SGA Street One team, you know, Daniel, Sam, Q, O'Neill. Yeah, best regards to all of you, because you had the lucky opportunity to participate. Yeah, you participated in the writings of somebody who knew his science fiction, and you did a very good job of that. Well, we're all going to be tested very soon. Are we going to take sides? Because there is no middle ground of what's coming down. It's either with the good guys, us, or the bad guys. And that is where it's heading, truthfully. Well, all I got to say is, you know, I'm a conscious person. I'm aware of a bigger picture than myself. And because I started my show a couple of minutes late, I'm going to give BBS Radio an opportunity to catch up with what was causing them to be late. And okay, the number, the telephone number to call. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't give people the telephone number to call. No, perhaps people should send me an email of what they would like to see our country be. And my email is prez.solutions@proton.net. Yeah, well, I hope you wrote that down, because I'm not going to repeat it. And in the interest of BBS Radio, making it easy for them, and the fact that I'm not talking to anybody right now except myself, it's time to end the show. I'm going to call the countdown now. It's been about an hour. Mr. Engineer, are you listening? Because I'm going to give you the countdown, and then we're going to take the show out of here. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Play that music, funky white boy. We'll be right back.
be somebody, oh, I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, oh, I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear.